question from Ashish Kumar Puri Prabhu. Since demigods also faith death, what happened to the demigods who drank nectar during Samudra Manthan? Did the nectar provide an insurance only against the demons? Did the Samudra Manthan take place for all the universes or only for the universe where we reside? Answer: the nectar that was churned provides immortality only in a relative sense, not in the absolute sense. It provides immortality in the sense that the demigods can live for extremely long times, but the demigods are never eternal. That's why from the literal point of view, although the word amara and nitya may mean the same thing, from the philosophical point of view they mean different things. You can look at the answer to the question on Chiranjivas to understand more clearly that there are Martya, there are Amara, there are Chiranjiva, and then there are Nitya. So different kinds of living entities are there. So Martya have one lifespan, and according to their particular body. The Amara live for one Manvantara, generally speaking. The Chiranjiva live for one, generally speaking, one day of Brahma, and the Nitya alone live eternally. So when it is said that the demigods drank the nectar, that nectar strengthened them, that nectar made them more immune to the vehemence of the demigods, but it never made them absolutely eternal. And that can be seen very easily from the fact that the demigods themselves are very insecure all the time. And even if you read the Bhagavatam carefully, the Lord does not tell the demigod that you can make the nectar by which you will become immortal. All that he says is, in the 8th canto this pastimes comes, that you, if you get this nectar, then you will gain an upper hand in the battle against the Devata and the Asuras. So at the material level, the nectar which is acting at the material level cannot grant immortality, because everything material is temporary, and in that sense it is mortal. The only nectar that can grant immortality is love for Krishna, which can be developed by chanting of the holy names. Now, does the Samudra Manthan happen in other universes? Yes. If we look at the Mahabharata, it gives a slightly different rendition of the description of the Samudra Manthan. Similarly, in the Purana, sometimes slightly different descriptions are given. So these are descriptions of Samudra Manthan that can have happened in different yugas, different kalpas, or in even different brahmandas. So the scriptures are not restricted in a chronological or a geographical or even a cosmological sense. They are basically illustrating universal principles that can be learned through pastimes that may have happened in various parts of the world. So therefore, the demigods perform the Vrit Manthan in different ways, in different universes or in different yugas at different times. Thank you.